Last time on Right to Real Love Radio, the number one relationship podcast for Christians that will make you happier and smarter.
Many of the things that we desire in life elude us because our desires aren't prioritized correctly. We desire a lot of things that are going to just provide us with temporal satisfaction over God, who's going to provide us with eternal satisfaction. We have that everlasting joy. We'll walk around with smiles on our face and we're willing to live and love and laugh, and not doing it because it's pretentious, not doing it because we know that this moment is fleeting, but because, man, this is what is really in us and it has to come out.
Now, let's get back into the discussion.
Now, when it comes to hearing God's voice, one of the things that we all can probably say we've experienced at one time or another, Calvin, is the struggle to hear. So I'm curious, why do you think we often tend to struggle with hearing God's voice?
I have to go back to the noise in our head. You know, it's just like that loud, you know, like you have the television on and you lose a signal. It goes to that white noise, you know, and that's really how the noise in our head plays. It's like white noise. It's like that type of static sound. You hear so many things in your head going on over and over again, things that people have said to you, things that you think on your own, things that you see. You replay those things in your mind on a regular basis. Not having stability in your life could cause you not to hear God's voice. Thinking you know better ways to handle certain things in your life can cause you not to hear God's voice. So those are the things that I think make people struggle with hearing God's voice. And, you know, it's just really taking the time to, you know, say, you know what, let me turn these stations off so that way I can actually hear nothing, which a lot of times is very difficult to do, to hear nothing. But sometimes you really have to be still. It says in the word, I'm not big on quoting scripture, but I know in the Bible it tells you to be still. And you have to be still at times in order to hear God's voice. And sometimes that means physically being still, sitting yourself down in a chair and just being still. And just being patient so that way you can truly hear God's voice, because any little thing can cause a distraction in your life. You know, sometimes for men, there's a woman walking down the street. That's a distraction. Sometimes it could be, man, I want a piece of cake. That's a distraction. For women, it could be a man walking down the street. That's a distraction. I want a cup of coffee. That's a distraction. So those little things that come into play in life could cause you to not hear God's voice. So we just have to do our best to silence the noise and just move forward and stay still and be still. So that way we can get that true and clear direction on what we need to do on certain steps that we need to take in our lives.
That is so on point, man. You pretty much summed up what I wanted to share, because when I look at the struggle to hear God's voice, I've narrowed it down to three things. I call them PPD, which is pace, position, and distractions. And you pretty much touched on the first P, which is pace. Totally agree. Oftentimes we live these hustle bustle fast lives, and in order to really connect and hear God's voice, it requires us to slow our pace and come to a place where we do rest, where we do stop, where we get still before God, as you stated. And then you talked about the D, which is the distractions. Like, man, so many distractions. You talked about it earlier. Our phone. Sometimes our phone hinders us from even acknowledging the work of God to wake us up in the morning, because we're so caught up in texts and phone calls that we may have missed, or what's going on social media, what have you. So many distractions, whether it be people in our lives, whether it be our jobs, whether it be television and Netflix and whatever the case, there are so many things that can distract us from God. Now, I want to talk about that second P, which is position, which I think is often another reason why we struggle, is we're not properly positioned. We have ourselves in an environment in which it's not going to be conducive for us to hear God's voice, because either it's impacting the pace and the distractions, or it's because we're not in a place where we can receive from God. There's too much noise coming from the enemy. There's too much noise coming from other people that there's no way for us to be able to distinguish God's voice based on the position that we're in. Here's a great example. Have you ever been in a place, Calvin, let's say maybe you're at a networking event or something, right? And there's tons of people in the room. And let's say you get a phone call. Have you ever tried to take a phone call when you're in a place where everybody is talking, there's so much noise going around you, and you get on the phone and you can't really hear what the person is saying? The phone is in your ear. The Bluetooth may be in your ear, but you're having a difficult time hearing that person. It's because of where you're positioned. You're positioned in a place where difficulty is the only thing that you're going to experience until you what? You reposition yourself in a place where it's quiet. It's a place where there aren't any other voices in your head that can distract you from the one voice that you're trying to hear. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely makes sense. You know, you run into situations often like that, and it's just real life. You know, like you mentioned, at a networking event, bunch of people talking, the phone call comes in. You know daggone well you shouldn't be answering that phone. Like for me, like if it's my kids or somebody, you know, close relative, you know, I try my best not to answer the phone. I'll send a quick text message saying, in a meeting, is everything okay? And I get the response back, yes, everything is okay. Thank God that's the response I get back. You know, because if situations come up where you don't get that response back and you could say, no, everything isn't okay, then you have to rush out of the room and take that phone call. But, you know, you run into situations like that and, you know, like I said, you know you shouldn't answer the phone, you know. And for me, it's, sometimes it's a scary thing. You get that phone call. You just never know what's happening on the other end. I was with one of my mentors one time and my dad called and we were at a networking event. He and I were actually having a conversation at the time and my dad calls and he was like, who's that? I said, it's my dad. I said, I'll talk to him later. He says, no, you need to answer that phone now. They say you never know if something is wrong. And, you know, it made me think like, wow, you know, that is true. You know, you get a phone call from your parent, you know, you just never know. But those times when it is difficult to hear, you get that white noise in the back because of all the conversations that are going on, man, it's just like, wow. You know, and then I think I'll take it back. Let me just run backwards because situations come up like that where, again, you have all that noise in your head when you're trying to hear from God and you just can't hear. And you have to like remove yourself from situations and like you said, reposition yourself so that way you can have the opportunity to hear clearly. Because when you hear from God, you know, it's that still small voice and it's clear as day. And you know it's not you because a lot of times we don't have those type of thoughts that God gives us when he speaks to us.
That's right.
It's not us. It's not coming from us. You know, sometimes we don't have the capabilities or tools to think the things that God puts into our lives and into our hearts. So clearly, you know, it's not you.
That's right.
Just taking that time to silence everything and have that clear conscience, clear thought process, and just open up to hear God. You know, we need it. We definitely need it.
Hey, real lovers, y'all know what time it is, baby. It is break time. And guess what? We got a new review for the podcast over on iTunes. This one came in from none other than DJ Crazy X, gave us 5 stars and entitled the review, Does God Set Aside a Spouse for Us? Here's what DJ Crazy X had to say, y'all. I just gotta say, what an amazing host Jay is. I had an awesome time sharing my personal story of dating, marriage, and relationships on the Right to Real Love Radio podcast. Jay really made it entertaining as we shared and explored the misconceptions that we have about relationships and marriage. Jay is a professional and knows how to connect with his audience. Jay made it really easy for me to be transparent with his audience, and I felt very comfortable sharing my deepest convictions. My hope is that someone will be freed of some of the erroneous philosophies that put people in mental bondage and be able to walk away with a sense that it's okay to ask questions and to truly be yourself in all aspects of the word before their creator. I hope that my story will help people to be comfortable with who they are and to trust themselves. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have come onto the Right to Real Love Radio podcast, and I'm looking forward to future podcasts with real love. Oh my goodness, yo, this is my man Xavier, aka DJ Crazy X. What's going on, homie? It was such a pleasure and an honor speaking with you, bro, and I'm so grateful for how transparent you were. You were so open, so honest, and it was just a real, real discussion. You guys definitely want to make sure you go ahead, dive into my archives and check it out, man. You will be blessed by it because my man X, he didn't hold nothing back. He was just so real, so honest, and he definitely took you through his journey. So if you like stories, hearing about the journeys that people gone through, you definitely want to make sure you tune in and check that one out. Xavier, it will be a pleasure and an honor to have you come back on and be a guest on the podcast. And I just want to thank you, bro, for all of your kind words and all of the support that you provided along the way, man. It means the world to me. Real lovers, if you have yet to take the time to leave a review for this podcast over on iTunes, I would love it if you just take a moment to go ahead and do so. All you got to do is go to writetorealove.com/iTunes. Once you leave your review, I'll be reading it on a future show to let other real lovers know what you think about it as well. So I just want to say thank you guys in advance. And guess what? We're getting back into our discussion. It's about to get even better. So that's that physical positioning. And that's one that many of us can relate to. I would say the other piece that ties into position is our spiritual positioning. Sometimes we're not able to hear from God because we're not in a place spiritually in which we're able to. Our hearts have been hardened. We've closed ourselves off from receiving what God desires to speak into our lives. We're not in a place where we are in right standing with Him in regards to the way that we're living our lives. It reminds me of something, and I'm going to give this example and try to make it as quick as possible, where I was listening to a pastor teaching, and he said something that was so profound, something that speaks directly to this spiritual positioning that I've never seen any pastors do. I'm not saying that they don't. I've never witnessed it in churches and places that I've been with regards to prayer. Most times when people come up to the front of the church and they need prayer, most people be like, yeah, tell me what's going on and we'll pray for you. He was relaying an example of a woman that had came down and asked one of the ministers at the church for some prayer. And the guy asked her, you know, well, what would you like me to pray for? She was like, I feel that God is leading me to, you know, go overseas to some foreign country and to, you know, be a missionary and to, you know, minister the gospel to people over there that need it. She was just like, well, that's what I feel what God is leading me to do. And I want you to pray that, you know, that can happen. And before he was like, all right, yeah, let's pray. The first question he asked this lady is, where's your husband? First and foremost, I ain't never heard nobody at no churches that I go ask a person that question. She was like, oh, well, he's over there. He's like, well, go get him. Like I'm not about to pray with you without the head of your household right here next to you. I was like, oh, my goodness. Wow. Never seen nobody do that before. So she went and got the husband. Still haven't prayed yet. Still have not prayed for her yet. He asked the husband once he's up there, asked him a question. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about your wife going overseas and being a missionary in a foreign country? How do you feel about that? Husband was like, I don't want her to go. He was like, well, there's no reason for me to pray for you right now, man, because the head of your household is not in agreement with this. For me to even send this prayer up, it's going to get sent back down. Like, he didn't say right. that, but I'm talking now. Like,
yeah.
He knew that it's no point to pray because you're outside of the will of God. And that's what I'm talking about with regards to the spiritual positioning. Sometimes we want to hear from God's voice. We want him to answer our prayers, but we're not in a place spiritually where he can respond to us. We have to get ourselves back in right alignment. And I hope that example helped.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's something because that positioning, you know, it reminds me of T.D. Jakes' book, Reposition Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that's a powerful book.
Oh, man, I got to have to check it out.
it's such a powerful book because, you know, we find ourselves in situations that are uncomfortable for us. We try our best to put ourselves back into a comfortable place. And it's difficult for us to do that because we are not spiritually positioned properly, like you mentioned. We struggle. Everything we set our hands to do in situations like that because we're not spiritually positioned fails. In T.D. Jakes' book, it talks about repositioning yourself in so many aspects of your life, whether it's your finances, whether it's your household, whether it's your job, whether it's relationships with anybody, husband, wife, kids, friends, family, mother, father, whoever. It talks about repositioning yourself spiritually so that way things can come into proper alignment with everything else. Once you align yourself with God, everything else falls into place. And that also reminds me of, you know, a message my mom gave me, wow, maybe like 16, 17 years ago.
Wow.
I was telling her how I was feeling like things were just out of order. And she says, well, you might need to, you know, get your house in order. And I'm like, get my house in order. She said, yeah, get your house in order. Like, clean your house, like physically clean your house. Once I actually did that, I started from the outside, did the yard work from the front of the house to the side of the house to the back of the house. And then I worked my way up from the basement to the second floor to the third floor, cleaned everything.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I felt like I didn't have clutter in my mind anymore. Clutter was out of the house, you know, and things started to open up for me. You know, finances started getting a little bit better. You know, relationships with people started getting better. I was able to hear from God. And you know, I went back to my mom. I was like, wow, like that was powerful. And this is what happened since I actually got my house in order. And I gave her some of the examples, you know, based on my experiences. And she was like, see, I told you, get your house in order. You want to get right, get back into alignment with God. So that way you can hear when God is speaking to you, because at this point, you know, when your house is out of order or anything in your life is out of order, all you have it going on in your head is a bunch of things on how can I fix these things? How can I make things better? How can I do something that's going to put me back in alignment with whatever it is that I think I need to be back in alignment with? And the thing is like, you as an individual, you can't do that. You can do the physical work, but the spiritual work, you have to do that with God. Like, you cannot do spiritual work alone. A lot of it is mental, just knowing, hey, I know I shouldn't be doing these particular things, and don't do those particular things because it's not right. And then situations come up where, you know, you're like, you know what? I need to sit down and I need to get myself together, and you need to do the mental work. So that way your spiritual work can work as well. You know, your prayer life gets better. You know, you have to work on that. And one of the things that I've recently learned is, you know, my prayer life is just basically conversations with God and talking to him and just like an everyday conversation. And, you know, I listen to Joyce Meyer a lot. And she talks about that. She says, you know, people think that we need to have these extravagant prayers, thous and so forth. And thee and thou. And she's like, no, you don't
hear
have
to. Hear ye, hear ye. My heavenly Father.
Right.
No shade. No shade to anybody out there. I'm sorry. Oh, God. See, I didn't run that through the filter, Calvin. I'm sorry. that may not have been necessary.
That's true. But listen, we keep it light. But yeah, you got to have those general conversations with God, like you're talking to one of your buddies, and keep it real, because how can you be fake with God when he knows everything? Once you keep it real with God, God's like, you know what? I'm glad you told me that, because I already knew. So since you did that and you were thinking this, let me show you what you should do. Let me give you some instruction on how you should go about certain things. And that's getting your spiritual life back in order. You know, once you get those opportunities to get your spiritual life back in order, you see, and you have the ability to see the blessings that come from that. Once you have the ability to see the blessings that come from getting your spiritual life back in order, and you get a taste of that, man, how could you want to go backwards? You know, even though a lot of times we do, because we have the ability to backslide, and many people have backslid, and I know I've backslidden a million times. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? I want to get my life back right on track with God. I want to make sure my spiritual life is in order. I want to make sure my relationships are in order with everybody that I'm involved in, you know, with any type of relationship that I have with people. I want to make sure that I don't have any strife in my life. Once I get those things in order, hearing from God is just clear as day. Just letting God be the lead. Like you mentioned earlier, the pastor that didn't pray for the woman who wanted to go on a mission, like he couldn't pray. He couldn't pray for her because there was no spiritual alignment. The head of the household was like, I'm not in agreement with this. So, mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, God is our leader. And if we're not in alignment with God, the situations that come our way won't be blessed.
That's right.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It is. And just to clear it up for any listeners out there that may be thinking, oh, that church is so wrong. They didn't pray for him. They did pray for the couple. He just didn't pray the specific prayer that the woman asked, because that's something that we also have to do. Man, it's Holy Spirit right now. We need to run our prayers through a filter. I know everything that Calvin just said is on point. You know, you can have an intimate conversation with God. I definitely think that we should do that. We definitely got to do that. But then there are some things that I feel like we may not necessarily have asked ourselves, is this something that I really can be praying and asking God for in this position that I'm currently in? There are some things that you're going through in your life and you haven't taken the time to go through a spiritual checklist of, let's just use an example, people that have constant relationship problems. And they're like, you know, it's just always drama in my relationship and I don't know what's going on here. Well, you can kind of start running through the checklist of some of the things that it just talks about in the Bible and run it through your situation. Just to use examples, not pointing no fingers, not calling nobody out. You know, if the shoe fits, then, you know, it just happens to fit. But, you know, I'm not all up in your Kool-Aid.
Right.
In instances where it's like, you're like, man, I don't know why my relationship is just a mess. Or are you and that person living together? Are you and that person not married yet? Are you and that person having premarital sex? Are you and that person doing things that you know are outside of the will of God? You know, that's just one short example. We can take that and apply it to every aspect of our life. When you see that there are things that you've been going before God for and just praying for, and you're like, yo, my prayers ain't being answered. If you know that you're sending those prayers up in faith and they're not being answered, something is happening. Either it's spiritual warfare that needs to take place, or in many cases, it's the fact that our prayers aren't even making it out of this out of this realm to get to God, because the enemy can just swat them down. Like, man, come on. You right. already, you know, your life ain't in order. you praying for a God ordained marriage, and you know, y'all shacking up. Like, you really think you about to answer that? So it's one of those things where it may sound harsh in the instance of, oh, you really think God is about to answer that prayer about you going overseas and being a missionary when your husband ain't even in agreement with it? Yeah, you may not want to submit to him, but I know God's word says that you should be in agreement with your husband. Satan know the word. What did he present Jesus with when he was out there in the wilderness? He presented him with the word of God. Now, Satan will always mix some lies in with the truth. Now, let's not forget that. But he does know what God's word says, and he will quickly use it against us, especially if our lives are not in alignment. So it's really, really important for us to be in a position where God can answer the prayers. So I assure you that that pastor did preach for that woman and her husband. He just couldn't pray the specific prayer that she was asking for, because it would have been pointless. It would have been a waste of time. It wouldn't have been a prayer that would have made it all the way to God's throne. And it wouldn't have been a prayer that would have been answered, because they weren't in alignment. What needed to be prayed for was their union, for the two of them to be in agreement. So when decisions that are major like that, I mean, come on, some people have an issue with their spouse moving to another city, let alone moving all the way to another country to do some mission work. Like, what about me? Like, I mean, that man was probably thinking, who's going to cook my meals? Hold on, where you going? The cook is leaving. I'm being facetious again, you guys, but I'm just saying, you never know. So it's so important. And when people are married, even more so, you can't just take yourself into consideration. Now, it's going back to what look at the Holy Spirit bringing it full circle. How we were talking about earlier, Calvin, remember with our obedience and our disobedience, where it doesn't always just impact us? The same applies here. Sometimes your prayers are not just going to impact you. Things that you're praying for, how is it going to impact your spouse? Have you even brought them into the equation? Are you guys even praying in agreement? Like, so much. So, man, I'm not gonna go off on that. I just wanted to let the people know that they didn't turn the people away and was like, we ain't praying for y'all. Like, they prayed for them, just not that specific prayer that she was asking. Real lovers, man, oh man, this discussion right here is heating up, and it ain't even over yet. Man, me and my man Calvin got more that we're going to get into, and it is only going to get better. Before we jet today, though, I do want to share with you all a take action now action step. That's right, I only have one. Here it is. I want you to commit to reading the Word of God today. Now, here's the thing. How much you read, how long you read, and what you read, that's completely up to you. All I'm asking you to do is commit to reading the Word of God today. Today, not tomorrow, not in a couple days, not next week, not next month, today. Can you do that? Can you take action and do that one thing? Commit to reading the Word of God today. And once again, I'm not giving you any parameters or any requirements other than to just read the Word of God today. So I'll go ahead and repeat myself. I don't like doing that often, but I'll do it in case somebody missed me. How much you read, how long you read, and what you read is totally up to you. I'm just asking you to commit to reading the Word of God today. By doing that, guess what? He's going to speak to you. That's His word. He'll speak to you. You want to hear from God? How bad you want to hear from Him? You willing to commit to reading the Word of God today? If so, then you truly do have a desire to hear the voice of God. And you will hear God speak right to you through His word, at the very least. I love you guys, man. Oh, man, this is a good discussion. If you know anybody out there who can value from the things that are being shared, why don't you go ahead and share the love? Let them know about the Right to Real Love Radio podcast, especially this series. I know that God will allow it to touch their heart in a way that neither you nor I could ever imagine. Until then, real lovers, come back, check out the next part, and I love y'all. Stay blessed, live, and love life. Thank God for another podcast. Deuces!